Ramble.
So as you guys probably know, we talk about dating apps quite a bit on this show.
Do we really?
Do we? No. So today we want to talk to you about Hinge.
Can I just say I'm really excited that we are sponsored by Hinge.
Guys, she is beaming.
I'm not kidding at all. Hinge is the only dating app that I actively use. I really mean it. I mean, I do. Also, out of all of my friends that have met guys on dating apps, they've all been from Hinge. I'm not kidding. And they're
the
like
ones that, the ones that are actually like real relationships.
Like long term, yeah. Like they've been together for over a year now. And one of my friends recently went on a Hinge date, and I told her like, no pressure, but just so you know, everybody else in our friend group has been with their guy from Hinge for like over a year. No pressure.
So, no
and
pressure.
It worked out for her. Like they're dating now. So that's why I'm on Hinge.
So basically, that's why I'm on Hinge.
That's why I want. Honestly, I really like Hinge a lot because it's kind of like fair game. Like on other apps, I feel like people are on it for maybe not the same reasons that I am, or I have to message people first, which is like fine, but I definitely prefer Hinge the most.
Well, what makes Hinge different is that they actually want you to delete the app. They want you to actually find someone, and they have these really cool like icebreaker prompts or questions to easily start a conversation with someone instead of being like, yo, sup.
You oh my god, I mean? I want to read my questions on here. Can I read my profile?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm not kidding. It's the only one I use. And I found that the cutest guys are on Hinge for sure. Mm-hmm. And like the most talkative. On some apps, I'm sorry, I'm just going off today. I feel like on some apps, I'll like reach out to people or talk to them or they'll talk to me. And it just kind of like, yeah, it dies off really easy. Oh, and I like that Hinge does the most compatible. Like this guy right here.
Yeah,
I like that. And there's quite a few that I've talked to that are like, really great.
I know, you're like, oh, they recommend each other first.
Exactly. Then you feel a little special. I've got my own personal dating matchmaker. So my profile, the questions that I chose, and this says, if loving this is wrong, comma, I don't want to be right, blank. And I put pineapple on pizza. Which guys love that one. And then the next one is I'd fall for you if blank. And I put you love dogs and Chance the Rapper. And then ideal first date, I put tacos, beach, and ice cream. All winners. Anyone listening,
food,
copy me,
dog.
Trust me, they love it. So
yeah, sign up for Hinge at hinge.co.
Once again, that's hinge.co.
Pretty Basic.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to Pretty Basic.
Welcome back.
We are so excited. Because our live shows are so close, Rem.
They are. In case you guys didn't know, we're doing 4 live shows in Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, and Tempe, Arizona.
We seriously talk about it, but I'm serious, guys. If you are in the area, if you're able to come, please do it. We cannot wait to meet you guys. There is general, so you can just come and watch us record a podcast, or you can get the VIP. You can meet us, take a selfie, tell us some of your own Pretty Basic drama.
Also, yesterday we did like a live stream while we were getting ready, and it felt like just like the live show, but with you guys, and everybody was having so much fun. I had a really good time. We did it for like an hour, which is essentially what the show is going to be like. So that got me really hyped for the show. So if you guys want to come, go to PrettyBasicLive.com and you can get tickets and more info, and it's gonna be a blast.
Yes.
Whoa. That was a lot.
That was crazy. Okay, so I'm really excited for our game today.
Me too.
Rem, this was your idea.
This was mine. Okay, so basically, if anybody watches YouTube, which if you don't know, we are YouTubers, and there's this big viral trend thing that, well, it's more of a series rather on, I think it's Elle's YouTube page, I believe.
I think it was Vogue.
Was it Vogue? I think it's Elle. Let's make a bet. Bet.
Ooh.
She's not making
Okay, that means whoever has to go first.
Ooh, okay, sounds good.
Watch, it's like glamour.
It's Elle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I watched so many. Okay, so it's Elle's YouTube channel. And basically, they bring on professional singers. And we thought, why don't we do it too?
Because we're professional singers.
And it's a really fun game where they basically sit the singer down in front of a camera. And then they have 10 seconds. They're given just a random word and 10 seconds to come up with whatever song, an actual song that's already made already, that goes with the word. And they have to like sing it. And it's my favorite thing ever. I highly recommend watching Ali'i Carvalho's episode, which is the girl who is the voice of Moana. Love her.
Oh, she was so cute.
Oh, I love her. So
well, the funny thing is there are so many songs about love, but when you have 10 seconds to think of just one, it's like, I don't know.
I'm nervous. Okay, so we came up with 5 words each. Neither of us know. And then I get to ask you the words.
Yeah, you get to ask me
because
first.
Because you lost.
And then you should bring up a timer.
Oh, yeah. Here, I'll time it.
You can time it on my phone.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Okay.
I'm so nervous.
Do we need to preface this with anything else? Should we just go?
Not really. I think it's just.
Are you going to actually try and sing? I want you to actually try.
No.
Give me the pipes.
No.
Also, as we're sitting here, her birthday is tomorrow.
It is.
We celebrated yesterday, though. It was such a fun day.
It was so good.
We had a full surprise day with a puppy party. I got her a puppy party.
She got me a puppy party. There were 10 Shih Tzus in my living room.
It was the best
in my living room.
It was so cute. We're telling our producer right now.
She's
dying. It was so fun.
We'll show you videos after.
They were also all adoptable puppies, just so everybody knows, because I know that's a big thing. And like that was something I was obviously looking for.
I like how you didn't tell me that till afterwards, because like
I wanted to take one home. I wanted one imprinted on me, everybody. I named her Muffin. I don't know what her real name was.
No, and she's pregnant.
She's pregnant. So I told them, like, I will take all 12 babies too. I think Daisy would stab me in the jugular if I brought home another dog, mm-hmm. for real. Like a knife to the jugular. Okay. Anyways, back to our game. So you have 10 seconds.
I'm so nervous.
How do I do this? This is a stop. Okay, stopwatch. I need to sneeze.
Well, you just.
I'm good. Okay. Ready? Ready?
No, I'm not ready.
The word is sun.
Ah!
Come on.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Oh my God, I don't know.
5, 6. Ah! Are you kidding me? It is really hard when you do it. I thought of here comes the sun. Okay.
I was going to sing sunshine, but that's sunshine, not sun.
Ready? You got to get this one. Number 2.
I'm going to fail all these.
Love.
Love is for the way you look at me. Or Alice for the way you look. Please don't forget. Love was made for me and you.
I'm sorry. We really need English if we're going to play this game. What song is that?
L is for. Oh, that's too
that's
slow.
That's the one everyone goes to. Yeah, okay. Okay, you get that one. Number 3.
I have 1 point.
Emotions.
Emotions?
Yeah.
Seven. I have no idea. These are hard.
That's not hard. There's literally emotions. So many songs called Emotions. Doesn't Mariah Carey have a song called Emotions? Destiny's Child has a song called Emotions. As I was driving, I was like, she'll totally get one of those.
Oh,
okay.
Shoot.
You have 1 point, and we're on number 4. Ready? Ready, set, space.
NASA.
You gotta sing the song.
Now I'm blanking. Oh my God. I need some space.
She's not very good on this game, you guys.
I knew I would suck. I'm so bad with on the spot things.
I feel like I'm gonna be really bad too.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm hyping myself up. give me the whole world. I'm a need space. I'm a need space. Okay. Number 5. We kind of harmonized there. Number 5.
Kind of.
Ready?
Professional.
This is the last one. You gotta get this one.
Oh no.
Heart.
Break your heart, gonna give a heart a break.
Oh,
I know you're scared.
Yes. Okay, we got 2 out of 5.
I almost said heartbreak, and I was like, that's
2 out of 5.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God, now I'm nervous.
It's kind of hard.
Now I'm nervous. I feel like I.
Okay, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 6 for you, if that's okay.
6? Okay.
But.
Yeah. Oh my God, my heart's racing. Oh my God, I'm nervous. Oh my God, I'm really nervous.
Okay. It's hard. Okay, ready? First one, you're gonna love it.
Oh my God.
Boys.
Boys, boys, boys,
we like boys and cars. That's literally the song I thought of.
Or, what's that Charlie XCX song? I was busy thinking about boys. Boys.
Okay, ready?
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
Word 2, stop.
Stop. Stop in the name of love before you break my. That's when everyone drops off. If we watch this episode, like,
yeah. We're like, and click down. The retention just goes down. Dang, maybe I did easy words. Work.
You ain't gotta go to work. Work, work, work. Oh, work. These are really easy.
Lie.
Ooh. There's a song called Lie to Me. Lie, lie.
Yes, 7, 8,
lie.
9.
I don't know. What song are you thinking?
I was thinking
isn't there a song called Lie to Me? Isn't there a new one with the One Direction person? Lie to Me.
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. My heart's still.
Oh, this one's so easy. X.
X? Like EX?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my ex. You're really quite the man.
I knew you'd do that one too. Okay, last one. Dang it, this is so
that
easy.
That was five. That was only four, right?
No, that was one, shoot. Two, three, four, five. That was five. And then the last one is, should I change it? Should I just make a board right now?
make it hard.
Okay. Door.
Door. I don't know.
Seven.
Door.
Eight.
Door. Nine. Knocking on heaven's door. I got it. Isn't that a song?
You didn't sing it.
That's the wrong song. Whatever. Fine. Okay.
You did really good.
I was shaking.
It's like nerve wracking.
That wasn't that. I can't even talk anymore. I think the episode's over. Okay. Well, that was a fun game. Oh, that got me warmed up.
Wait, that we should play that with our friends.
Oh my god, that should be our next little game. Oh, I love that. Okay.
Okay, so that was so much fun.
So fun.
Obviously, we're professional singers.
I
also the last one I did have as happy, and then I was like, I need something harder.
Happy.
I knew you were gonna find that or think of that one. So then I looked up and I saw a door, and I was like, oh, that's a door.
I feel like I went for way too easy of songs. I could have really challenged myself.
No,
door. What is a good song with door?
Door. I thought of something about like walk out the door. I know there's so many things.
Yeah.
Dang, that's funny. Okay, well, anyways, you guys, we actually had this thought a few weeks ago that it would be really fun to do a favorites episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where we just basically talk about everything we're loving right now, that we've been loving, anything from, like, beauty, fashion, everything current in our lives. Also, shout out to Gals on the Go podcast, because I know they do this every week.
Shout out to Danielle and Brooke. Honestly, love them. I was just watching someone's favorites video yesterday. It was Whitney Simmons.
I miss favorites videos.
I was going to say, I, like, watched it, and I was like, I love everything that she's talking about. Like, I want to try things. I miss that people used to do them, and I wish more people did them. I wish I did them.
No, same. I think we should start doing them on our vlog channels of just like a monthly favorites or something. Every month, there was the monthly favorites videos were the...
I love them because I would learn about so many new things, and like I trust Whitney with my life, and so anything she recommends I truly believe that she uses and
loves. That's the whole thing about like influencer marketing. Like, that's why people are like working with influencers. Like, we
so
I don't yeah I love I trust it so much. Oh my god, I'm excited. I feel like I haven't done something like this in so long.
Me too, actually. I'm like really stoked, and we basically both came up with like kind of same category stuff, but I don't know what she's gonna say, and I just came up with my own list, so it's kind of I'm excited to hear what you say.
Watch me both go shopping after, just like for
I'm gonna be shopping friend. While you're talking. If anything though,
you're like, oh,
we
you
borrow everything of each other, so
really
I'm sure
do.
I've already used it. All right, so this morning I went to the gym, and then I drove myself over here to the recording studio. But before then, I realized I kind of didn't smell the best, you know? I didn't have time to shower. But luckily, I threw my scent bird in my gym bag before coming here, sprayed myself, and now I smell great.
Oh my god, what scent did you use?
Viva La Juicy.
I love Viva La Juicy.
To me, that's so nostalgic, and when I saw it on the set, I got really excited. I was like, I haven't smelled that in forever.
Side note, I always get complimented anytime I've worn that perfume.
It's
like
so
every single time.
Oh, good.
Also, if you don't know what Scentbird is, maybe we should tell them that.
Oh, yeah. Basically, if you guys did not know, Scentbird is a subscription perfume service.
I don't know about you guys, but for me, it can be really hard to spend so much money on one perfume, especially because it takes a while to figure out if that scent's right for you. You know how like the chemistry
it, like,
of your
works
body.
With their body, yeah.
It's a weird thing. So I really love getting samples, but sometimes the samples are too small. But Scentbird actually has these awesome spritzers. They're like deluxe sizes.
Oftentimes, perfume and cologne samples can be way too small. But what's great about Scentbird is that you can actually try what you guys want, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. It comes in this cute little velvet bag thing, and it's adorable.
I love awesome. The packaging.
It's so nice. And then you can just like throw it in your bag and take it on the go.
There's a quiz where you can answer a few questions, and they'll tell you what scents they recommend for you. So if you're into more florals or of the more musky scents, it can help you find some, because it can be overwhelming, because there are over 450 different designer brands that you can choose from. So the quiz really helps you out, and there's different brands from Prada, Tom Ford, Versace.
And today we have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You guys can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance.
Go to scentbird.com/basic and use code BASIC for 50% off your first month.
Again, that's scentbird.com/basic for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50.
Sign-On smell amazing.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Please, kick us off.
Okay.
First amazing. Is a music favorite.
Music. This She's is so no excited. Surprise.
It's going to be Billie Eilish's new album. Am I wrong?
Had it on repeat.
I knew it.
For the past, like, since the day it came out. And it's funny because the first run through that I listened, mm-hmm. I was like, this is really good. I like it, whatever. The second time I listened to it, I was in love with it.
I personally am not a really huge Billie Eilish fan, not for any reason, just really haven't listened to her much. But I did listen to this album, and Bury a Friend is really good, mm-hmm. I think. And what's the other one that's bad?
Bad Guy. And All the Good Girls Go to Hell.
I love you too. I thought I loved
you.
Yeah. But I heard somewhere that she said that you need to listen from start to finish.
You have to listen from start to finish. It's like a journey. Like, the last song sums up all of them.
Oh.
And it's so I know at Coachella, she's going to definitely end with that. And I'm going to be crying because it's going to feel like she took you on a journey. And it's just going to be like, that's the best type of performance.
Because she is performing at Coachella. Oh my God. Is this coming out while we're at Coachella? Oh, right before Coachella.
Oh my
so
God.
I started listening to her. I've always like heard of, you know, Ocean Eyes and those like big ones. But then I really started listening to her because I knew you wanted to go.
Mm.
So I was like, boyfriend duty.
I know. Me with Childish. I was like, yay! I really need to listen to these.
So I have been listening, and she is, and like watching live performances, she is so talented. So,
and her brother write the songs.
That is so cool. And her brother's dating a YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
Which is so cool. I love when they all full circle come
so
around.
So talented. So definitely that. Also, today at the gym,
mm-hmm.
the hour that I was on that Stairmaster,
mm-hmm.
I listened to Lizzo.
Oh, my God.
The whole time. And I think it was the same like six songs, and they just kept going through and going through. And I was so excited. I even sent Taryn and Ashley this morning. I texted to them. I was like, hi, hello.
If you don't know who Taryn and Ashley are, Ashley is Alicia's sister. Taryn is the most amazing person on this planet. And they just came out with their own podcast called Unsolicited Advice. So go listen to it. It's really good.
It's
really good.
I literally text them. I go, hello, all.
That's so me.
Yeah. I go, please listen to Lizzo as she's at Coachella, and I will be there screaming all the lyrics and twerking.
Oh my God, same. If you guys don't know who Lizzo is, she is this. I feel like she's been around for a little while. A lot of her songs have been used in movies, actually. Recently, the SoulCycle movie called I Feel Pretty, they used, I think, Good as Hell or something like that. And they are just like such girl empowerment, body confidence, just like girl power songs.
Just like like 2019. Like, just so good.
It's amazing. I'm not kidding. For the past week, every morning, I've been waking up in my new bed, and I like spring out of bed, and I turn on Good as Hell, which is such a fun song. I like scream at my Alexa to play. I'm not even kidding. I'm like, Alexa, play Good as Hell. And I pop up out of bed, make my bed, and like dance around to just that one song in the morning, and it
makes me so happy. I tweeted about it, but like recommend, do it, trust me, and then please get back to me and let me know how your morning goes, because it's so great.
Another song I've been loving is It's Not You, It's Me by B. Miller.
Oh, I love B. Miller.
I love that song so much. She's sent it to you. Did you listen to it?
No, probably not.
It's so good. You would love, the lyrics are about like, it's not you, it's me, I'm leaving you for myself.
I did listen to it, actually.
So good.
I like her. She's from like a singing show, right?
I have no idea, actually.
Let me go through my Spotify now. Okay, music for me. I have been listening to, just prepping for Coachella, a little prepping. I went back and listened to a lot of like old Childish Gambino, and my favorite album, I think by far, is Camp, which came out in 2011. So I've been like listening to all those old songs and took me back on like memory lane. And I've been listening to so many good ones. I sent you a playlist with like a bunch of my favorite ones. On that like album specifically, Heartbeat got really big on that, but I love Firefly and You See Me is so good, and That Power. Those are all really, really good ones, so I highly recommend those, and I've been listening to all of that. I made a 200 song Coachella playlist on Spotify. If anyone wants to listen, I have 12 followers on it.
Yes. So
no one asked for my autograph, and it's really I've put like all my favorite people on there. I see that Elias added Sunday Candy. Elias, it's only for people performing at Coachella. Please don't add your own songs onto my playlist. I was wondering why these songs are on here. Oh my God, that makes so much sense.
Wait, Allison came out with a new song.
Who's Alice? Alice in Wonderland? Mm-hmm. Her and Peace. Dylan Francis came out with one.
Oh, she just Instagram. Peace is out worldwide.
Let's see. More music. Oh my God, Nightmare, I've been really, really into. I like him. I really want to see him. I like, Chris Lake. And
I need to listen to more Chris Lake. I know.
Dom Dolla.
His stuff, into. But love. I want to know it before he plays it. I'm like, yeah, I knew he'd play that next.
Okay, so for everyone who's listening who's sick of us talking about Coachella, I get it. I'll mention some music
think I'm done yet.
I know you're not, but I'll try warning. And hold back. Some musicians or groups or artists that are not performing at Coachella. Gianni and Kyle, they're a duo, and I have a personal tie, and it's the funniest thing in the world. But their music's honestly really, really, really good, and the song called Do You Even Miss Me At All is incredible. It's a really, really good song, and I highly recommend checking that out. I actually put it on my Instagram story, and like 50 people messaged me and were like, what song? So to answer your question, Do You Even Miss Me At All? ? Check her out.
Do you even miss me at all?
Okay. Who else have I been listening to? Oh,
I'm so excited.
Everyone's just Coachella. I need to find
people. Louis Capaldi, Someone You Loved.
Oh.
It's so good.
Is that the sad one?
Yeah.
Oh,
315 from Bozzy, which he's at Coachella. Sorry, I said it. 315 is a good one. Even if you're not into his stuff, I'd really recommend listening to it.
It is really good. I listened to that on the way here, actually. Weathen came out with a new song that's really good. Dom Bresky's so good. I've been really into him. Well, that wraps up all of our music recommendations as of right now. We apologize for them all being Coachella related, but
hey, not all of them are.
Next month. Ooh, Malibu Nights by Lanny is a really good song.
I love Lanny.
My friend put out a poll on Instagram or like a question and was like, what's your favorite song to listen to during like a sunset? And I really sat there and thought about it. I was like, Malibu Nights.
I could see you really sitting there and truly just like deep thought thinking.
Oh, I had to give a good recommendation. And that's the best one, I think.
Oh my God.
All right, guys, dropping in to talk to you about Away, which I love so genuinely much. I will say, I think Away and then there's another competitor brand that are both in like the digital space. And I've tried both and I wholeheartedly can tell you Away is 50,000 times better.
Well, and Rem and I travel so freaking much. And what I love about Away is they actually have a portable charger in the luggage.
Oh my God, it's the best.
So it's amazing. So your phone's never dead at the airport. Because there's been times where I'm waiting for a car service to come pick me up and my phone dies and I'm screwed.
And you can't find an outlet anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I feel it. I have literally every size of Away. I'm obsessed.
You do.
With it.
You have the
I
pink really one, do. The blue one.
And anytime I post it on my Instagram story, like people from my real life will be like, oh my God, what is that? Do you recommend
recommended. Do you love it? I'm like, I swear by it. Best luggage I've ever tried.
Also, I highly recommend investing in luggage. There's been too many times that I've bought some really inexpensive luggage at like the cheapest place I could find them, and they break within a month or even just one time of using them. It's like the worst thing ever. So for me, I will totally invest in luggage. It's like a no-brainer.
As I said, I have literally every size, and they actually come in four sizes. There's the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large.
So for $20 off your suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/basic and use promo code BASIC during checkout.
Again, for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/basic and use promo code BASIC during checkout.
Let's talk about beauty fashion next.
Ooh, my favorite.
I know. It's always my favorite category.
I have to look up. I don't actually even know what my product is called, but I used it last night before your birthday dinner, and it was so good.
Oh, my God. Something I've been loving lately are the Marc Jacobs eyeshadows.
The individual ones?
Yes.
Me too.
Same freaking page.
I didn't know that you were using them.
Yeah, they sent one to me forever ago, and then I bought two more, and they're the perfect.
We're talking about the ones with a little pressy thing inside, right? It's like a black little cappy
thing. No. Not same page.
I know what you're talking about, though. Awkward. The Big Daddy eyeshadows. That's what they're called. Big Daddy, yeah. Okay, oh, I like those two, but I was thinking the pressed ones.
They're so soft. They blend amazing. I know that they're probably a little more expensive, but I have a lot of eyeshadows. I have a lot of palettes, and I would rather have those three eyeshadows with me forever than a whole bunch of other stuff that I have.
My favorite product as of right now, I just used for the first time last night. It is the, what is this brand called? Sol de Janeiro, and it's the Copacabana Bronze Glow Oil.
Wait.
So I've had it in my drawer forever. And then last night we were going out to dinner for your birthday, but I wanted to look a little tanner. I haven't gotten a spray tan in a while. And so I just threw some on, and oh my God. Well, first of all, look, I look like Edward Cullen. I'm all sparkly still.
Oh my God.
But wait. It's so good.
I've seen this at Sephora, and I've always wanted to try it.
It's really
you like
good.
It?
Yeah,
guys, well,
as I'm
about
looking
to buy
online,
it.
There's five shades.
Which one is this again?
I think I used the bronze, the Copacabana bronze.
Copacabana.
And I think that I might have used Samba Sway or Copacabana bronze. One of the two. So good. I love a good spray tan, but I just like haven't gone and I haven't done it on myself in a while.
I'm literally going to order this right now.
Do it. It's so good. Well, wait, try mine first and then see what shade you need, because I have like three shades.
True. Mm. Oh my God.
So good. If you have a spray tan, use it. If you don't have a spray tan, use it. It's like...
Or use the highlighter ones on your collarbones. Shout out my How to Look Expensive When You Broke AF video on my YouTube channel.
She taught me that. It's really, really good. I highly recommend.
Oh my God. Okay, well, you're going to appreciate this one. I was wearing them last night. Lily Lashes.
Yay!
In Miami are so good.
I'm going to be honest. I'm wearing a new pair right now, or a different pair, and they're not Lily anymore. I've moved on, love a good Lily Lash. They are stupid expensive.
They're so expensive. You can wear them like 30 times though, which is dope. The only thing is I'm so used to when I do have lashes, I just like throw them away after like five uses.
Oh my God.
So the first round of Lily lashes that I use, I definitely like misplaced them so much easier. So now I ordered more and I take way better care of them.
I'm going to buy you a lash case.
I have a case. Oh, good. Yours is cuter though. Mine's just like boring, whatever, it's fine. but I really like that. Also, the main reason why I really, really, really love them is I easily can spend a long time on my makeup, especially eyeshadow, but it's actually better if you have a lash that's a little fuller, it covers most of your like eyelid anyway.
Oh, I'm Asian. My whole eyes are covered by my lashes. Look right now.
So I've noticed when I want to get out the door quicker, if I do a more dramatic lash, I don't have to spend as much time on my eyeshadow, and it still looks really, really good.
In conjunction with a good Lily lash, use the House of Lashes glue. I kid you not, it will change your life. I wear lashes pretty much every single day. I'm like the lash queen. Highly recommend it. The only lash glue that I will use, Duo, is the worst.
No, I love Duo.
I hate Duo.
I love Duo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But the green, the one, the white liquid, not black.
From Duo?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a House of Lashes girl through and through, personally. I highly recommend it has like a brush applicator. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Also, I used that lip gloss you used last night, and I really liked that.
Oh, yeah, the Lime Crime Wet Cherry Glosses. Everyone was freaking out about them.
Our lips look great.
I do like them. I know, people were asking if I got fillers. Exactly. Thank you.
I mean, a lot of it could have been the lighting, because the lighting was like a little so harsh. Good. But I'm going to say it was the lip gloss.
I went to Ulta, and I'm going to be honest, I spent, like, way too much money. I went for Redken, just, like, shampoo and conditioner. I came out with, like, $700 worth of stuff. Oh, but no. I got so many new things that I've been trying out.
I'm offended that you didn't send me a personal haul video like we've been doing.
She sent me a personal haul of her hauling clothes in her car the other day.
It was so funny.
What was so great is I was like, I want a haul. But like, I was being slightly facetious, like only like a little bit, but like I wasn't really expecting one back. And I got two hauls back.
Two hauls. And I was like, hello. So the first thing that I got I wore it today at the gym. The new Nike bra. Love.
It was cute. It was funny.
Oh, my God. So that's all the beauty stuff that I have, actually.
Ooh, I've got two things I can talk about. Summer's right around the corner and...
Not sponsored.
Actually not, no. This would be a great place for an ad break. So basically, my mom my whole life has been screaming at me to wear SPF and wear sunscreen, and I never did. Until I wanted to for myself, just like anything else in my life. You gotta want it for you.
Oh, fully.
And so I've been investing. I've been investing in just sunscreen and things and like skincare, and my skin's gotten immensely better. So I should have listened to my mom so much longer ago. But I've been using SPF products now every day. And I mean, I haven't noticed anything different, but I'm sure underneath everything it's looking, you know, it's helping out. But I got this little powder thing because I am an oily bitch. Let me tell you, it's disgusting how much my skin just like gets oily. So I got this like little thing at Ulta, I think it was. It's the Invincible Setting Powder. It's a mineral and sweat resistant like tinted powder. What brand is this? Oh, Supergoop. Shout out Gwyneth Paltrow. And it's like a little brush you can throw in your bag, and attached to it is like a little powder dispenser. So you just like swipe your face with it. I do it like after I work out or something, and it's got SPF 45. So it's great to, if you need like a little coverage, there's like a shade to it. And then also you get your SPF needs.
Well, what's amazing is it's a powder. I remember, I think there's a few different brands that have something similar to that now. Mm-hmm. Before, you could never find an SPF that was a powder. So when you had your makeup done and you're like out at the beach, you're not about to apply, which, okay. A lot of people wear makeup at the beach, okay?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Some people are like, what? But it's a thing. Anyways, who wants to put freaking lotion sunscreen over your makeup?
Totally. No, I love it. It's really good. And I literally have it in my bag. That's not even what I was going to talk about. But this thing is called Dead Cool. D-E-D. Cool, COOL. It looks like a glue stick, so I think it's really funny when I pull it out of my bag, but it's just a like massive big daddy chapstick. And I got it at Planet Blue, but it's in the scent vanilla, and it's got really cute packaging, and it's 100% natural, vegan, and unisex. In case you didn't know, chapstick is unisex, apparently.
Wait, can I try it?
Yeah. It's really good, and I like it a lot, so I've just been into it. I've never seen it anywhere other than that store, so I just wanted to give it a shout out.
Oh, I like how it's big. I'm literally trying it right now.
It's really good.
Wow.
I recommend. Highly.
Oh my God. Okay, let's put a pause into the podcast. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to you guys about Care Of.
If you guys don't know what Care Of is, it's a subscription service that makes it easy to get vitamins, protein powders, and more personalized just for you and delivered straight to your door.
We've talked about them before. We love these vitamins because they're so easy. They're personalized for you after you take the quiz. They come to your door. They're in individual packets, so you can just take them and go.
The packaging is so cute.
It's so cute.
And it says your name on it, which is really special. It makes me feel happy.
I know. I'm like, Alicia, you need to take your vitamins.
It's great because, as we've said, we are always on the go, and especially being like on this health kick thing, and like we have shakes every single morning with protein powder. It is so great, so convenient, and just makes your life like a little bit easier.
Like I said, there's an online quiz that you can take, and basically you just answer some questions about your goals, your diet, your lifestyle choices. Literally only takes 5 minutes, and then it personally tells you which vitamins, protein powders, and stuff you should take.
And what's great is that your personalized subscription box gets sent right to your door every month, so you can just grab your stuff and take it on the go.
For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter BASIC50.
Once again, for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter BASIC50.
Okay, fashion. fashion.
Fashion.
Okay, I wore these Dior boots last night for my birthday, and they were so
They
amazing.
Were so cute.
They were, I only borrowed them. They weren't mine, but yeah, love those. Okay, actually, though, we all know I love sweats. I feel like I've been wearing pretty much just workout clothes.
Oh, me lately. Every day.
And Air Force Ones.
Mm, that's cute, though. Some, like, athleisure. I love a good athleisure.
I'm
look.
So thankful athleisure's a thing.
I remember a couple years ago, I was supposed to go to a shoot, and they're like, we're not providing wardrobe, so please bring your own. And it was in New York. And they're like, I was like, okay, like, what's, like, the yeah. look? And they're like, athleisure. And I had
no
idea. I literally Googled, what is athleisure? Oh, my God, I told the funniest Google story on, was it on Stories or Twitter the other day about, sorry, this is such a tangent, but I talked about how my 7th grade boyfriend broke up with me.
Wait, I actually, no, wait. I saw you tweet that and I was like, we needed to talk about that on the podcast.
Wait,
that
should we go into this?
Yeah, can we please? Or
should we do that in the next episode?
Next episode.
Stay tuned. It's a good story.
It's so good.
Sorry. Okay, that was a tangent, but that's a good story.
I literally was like, Rem, how come we've never talked about that?
I blacked that one out of my memory till recently. But anyways, continue on.
What was I going to say? Athleisure.
Athleisure. How did I go from athleisure to my 7th grade boyfriend?
Googling.
Oh, yeah. Google. Yeah. So I, like, went to Forever 21 and bought, like, windbreakers. Like, I didn't understand.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't even wear any of it.
I mean, I remember Googling, like, what's cocktail attire, you know? Yeah. Or, like, when it comes to parties. Like, you never want to be overdressed, but you also don't want to be underdressed.
Still to this day, I do it.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Fashion. I didn't come up with any fashion favorites. Just a good, supportive sports bra is always my go-to. Mm-hmm. I love Outdoor Voices. Mm-hmm. We talked about it before on this podcast. If they would like to sponsor us, please do again. I've used our code multiple times. I love it. That's my fashion favorite.
YouTube.
Ooh!
I'm excited for this one.
Okay, you want to go first?
Yeah, the first person I have is actually Whitney Simmons.
Oh, I've
always known of her. I've always, I've known her stuff for a long time. But I went on my first binge. Mm-hmm. And it was really good.
I love Mother Whitney. She's actually, like, one of my really good YouTube friends, and I'm obsessed with her. She was actually on the Bora Bora trip. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, there's just so many people on these brand trips, but I remember she talked to me because Nikki Blackader, another Gymshark fitness girl who's so nice as well, lived in my building.
Oh, that's right.
And so, I kid you not, living in that building has brought me so many friends. But oh my God, talked to me about – that's what I was going to talk about in the next episode. Yeah. So we're really alluding
Guys,
to this
one. You better
it's
stay.
It's a good episode. I have it written down.
Oh, my God.
Whitney Simmons is, like, one of the nicest people ever, and she is, like, a fitness guru, YouTuber, and Instagram girl, and she gives, like, the best advice, and I love her.
Oh, my God.
Going with that, my favorite person is Stephanie Buttermore, who is kind of in the same range or so, like, another fitness YouTuber. But what I really like about her is that she's very educated. I think she has her, I want to say PhD, but, like, some sort of,
oh my God.
Definitely a master's at least. And she, you know, does a lot of fitness and she does a lot of – how I found her was she did cheat days where she just eats, like, 10,000 calories. And she's a very petite girl. She's, like, 5'3", and, like, very, very muscular. I think she's a past bodybuilder. But either way, every video that she does, there's a lot of science behind it and, like, facts. Because, you know, weight loss and fitness, it's a lot of different science things. So it's cool to see, like, why she's doing something or just kind of, like, being the factor in an experiment and, like, seeing what happens to her body and things like that. I think
oh
my it's
God.
So interesting.
No, I watched one of her videos the other day.
They're so good.
I literally was like, oh, it's 25 minutes. Okay, I'll, like, skim through. Literally watched the whole 25 minutes.
So good. That's my favorite. To put on when I'm cleaning my room. I just like for 30 minutes
that'd be
just have
good.
It going. Ugh.
So this next person, I was trying to think about YouTubers that I've been watching. I haven't been watching that much YouTube right now, honestly. The other day I did when I was doing my makeup and I was like, wow, I used to watch this like every single day. And like I need to get back into that because for whatever reason, I swear my channel does better and filming goes easier when I'm actually watching YouTube regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it gets me in the YouTube mind space. I don't know. It's really weird. But I was trying to think who, like, if anyone uploaded, who's the first person that I would watch right now?
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anyone. I'm scrolling through my sub box. I'm not seeing much. And then I was like, oh my God, let me just go to my history. Oh. That's like the best way to figure out who I actually watch. Yeah. So I'm like scrolling. There's some random videos in there. And I was like, oh.
I want to see mine now.
When did I watch that? But okay, cool. I'll blame the autoplay. I'm going to blame that. But
you always, a fun fact about Alicia, she always has autoplay on. Like things are always happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And Molly Bales.
I live Molly's for
life.
Molly
she has a new channel. It's called Molly's Life. But Molly Bales, if you guys know her, she's been on YouTube for a long time. I don't know if you're listening, girl. Freaking love you.
Love
I you. Hope you know. I like, if you upload, I will click your video first.
No, she's one of those people where I'll be out in public and I'll do something and I'll like be like, oh, what's going on YouTube? And I see it and I get excited. I can't wait to go home and watch it.
It reminds her channel right now, one, like you can tell there's like this re-spark in her that she's like excited for it, but then also it's just, it's so real. It reminds me of old YouTube where it's like not trying to like clickbait anyone or like be above. It's just like her, and I love how it's, I just love it. I feel like I can relate to a lot of things too.
I fully agree with that. I love her stuff. And then also there's another YouTuber that I found a while ago. Her name is Alex. She lives in Boston and her username is Learning to Be Fearless. And have you watched her?
No, but the username sounds really familiar.
Love her. She just seems like a really fun, nice girl.
Is that her Instagram?
I think so, yeah. She's so cute, and she has a podcast with her mom, actually.
Oh, my God.
She's gorgeous. And
I just followed her back.
She's so nice. I love her content because I feel like she's so real. And actually, what's really interesting is when I found her last year, towards the end of the year, she was engaged, about to be married. And then she's been so open about it. And honest to God, her opening up so much about her personal life and her struggles with mental health and struggles with going through the holidays for the first time in like many years alone without a significant other. Like I've never been through that, but just the fact that she could be so open about that and sharing her journey. And that's the whole thing is learning to be fearless.
I love that. And I'm so literally, liking every single photo.
Oh my God. I hope she gets spammed. She's so nice. And so just seeing that I think is so inspiring. And she also often talks about how she herself obviously is not fearless, but it's learning to I love it.
We talk about that so much in every freaking episode ever, that it's always like the process and the journey and like learning, and it's okay to not be like,
it's okay to not be okay.
It's okay to not, yeah. Oh my God.
I love her.
I'm going to subscribe.
And she does like 30-minute vlogs too. And they're anybody with a 30-minute vlog, thank you so much. I love them.
Oh my God, open an app.
Maggie McDonald too. She's great. She's really into SoulCycle.
I keep hearing her name a lot.
She's really cute. I like her. I like
Gretchen.
I feel
like just the McDonald thing makes us bond a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, any more?
Oh, so another YouTuber who I've been re-got into, like, crazy, and it's funny because we're friends, Shelby Church.
Oh!
She's been killing her channel lately.
Really?
I also love the cinematography and, like, all that stuff. And she's doing a lot more. She's getting into a different niche that's...
Oh, with Shudder.
Love. I've been really liking her. If she uploads a main channel video, her and Molly, I'm like, oh my God.
Her and Monica, they're like my first YouTube friends ever,
Same, honestly.
Yeah, really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh my God.
One of them.
It's so cool seeing them and like how they've grown over the years too.
It's cool. It's so cool seeing all of our friends.
Uh-huh. How everyone's like found their own thing.
Yeah.
We all started doing makeup videos, but none of us could do makeup.
I know.
I love that for them. I love Sheb.
Oh my
God.
She's
great.
Okay, the last topic that I have written down, but we can do more if we want, is just like things in my life or like kind of random. I guess random kind of summarizes the rest of everything that's out there.
Okay.
Something I have been just loving. My heart already got warm just thinking about it, and this is so weird and stupid.
Oh, no.
No. Like, I have been thriving lately with like my routine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something that I've been... that's been so needed in my life for years, and to actually be like, wow, I'm here and I have this and I've wanted it for so long. Like just driving to even come record this, or even driving to the gym, or like waking up at literally like 6:11 every day. Cause fun fact about me, I always have my alarm set to a random number.
I didn't know that.
Oh my God. I should have saved that for a thing you didn't know about me. You never knew that? Like my alarm always goes off at like 6:01. Like, I can't have it at, like, 6.
Oh, I'm such a, like, 6 o'clock, 6:05, 6:15.
No. Oh, my God. Wait. I'll open up my clock right now.
That stresses me out, actually. I don't like the random numbers. Ew.
Ew, I don't like that.
I have 551, 606, 611, 701, 731, 751, 821, 845. That's a normal one.
Here's mine. 630, 635, 640, 645, 657, 705.
I don't know why. It's like, oh, I get one more minute. And what's also cool is like, let's say we're in a hotel together or something and your alarm goes off. I'm like, oh, I have 4 minutes.
You really do learn something new every day.
Yeah, you really do. I'm crazy. Okay, yeah. So my routine and everything like that, like I've been really enjoying driving and I feel like I'm really thankful for that. So that's something great. I've been loving lately.
Something I've been loving lately is this present that I got from this person for my birthday. And it's this cute little mini fridge that sits on my vanity. And it's like, I thought that it was for, I mean, I guess you could use it for like water bottles or soda.
No,
or something.
Yeah. When I ordered it,
in case you didn't know, sorry.
In case you didn't know, it's from me.
It's from me.
When I ordered it, it had, the image had like soda cans.
And there's like a sandwich in it. I was like, what?
Okay. When you opened it, I was like, I know it sounds weird.
I mean, either way, I would put my sandwich in there if I ate sandwiches, but I love it for skincare products. I think it's the Skinny Confidential who like started or like shared the whole idea. But I've been putting like my jade rollers in there. Ooh, that's a fun thing. Jade rolling. So good. Or gua sha.
I can't wait to use mine that you got me.
So
did you see good. That? I was like,
I can't wait. Let's make that a me or a gift. You're so cute. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And like putting my skincare products in there. My skin, I'm not wearing any makeup right now. My skin has cleared up immensely lately.
You look good.
Thanks, girl. I think it's less stress and no boys causing any drama in my life. And I kid you not, like when I wake up in the morning, I put my like serum on and all these things that are like cold and it helps with inflammation and just like, it's a game changer. I highly recommend it.
Oh my God.
So thank you.
Oh my God, of course. I want to get one.
You should. I almost got you one for your birthday.
Oh.
I got you something else.
Dang, yeah. Yeah, well, that's all the favorites that I had.
Can we do this more often?
I would love to, guys. Let us know if you want us to.
Yeah, let us know if you did not hate this. If you hated it, we will never do it again.
Oh, and if you ever get something that we recommend, please send us a photo because
yes!
I would die.
Yes, take a picture with your skin fridge.
Or like rocking out to Lizzo.
Oh my God. You see me, Childish Gambino. Trust me, listen to it. It's so good. If you're Asian, also, check it out.
Anyways, don't forget to buy tickets to our live shows. Follow Pretty Basic Podcast on Instagram, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.